Okay, this is WJFF, where your community radio station. We actually have a local interview to get to this time as well. You're listening to All Things Considered. And joining us on the phone, we have Corey Gipps. Corey, are you there?
I am here. How's everything going?
Going good. Thank you for holding on for us. So you do Prestige Productions, and so this is kind of like an event DJ party business, but people can't get together to have parties right now, right?
Yeah, that is correct. So Prestige Productions, a tri-state area full production event rental company. We've been in business throughout 2 years now, and we've been doing really good with everything and the economy and everything that was happening prior to this whole virus situation. And in regards to what happened, I sort of just had to change gears here and figure out a way to, dive into what's happening in today's world. So in regards to that, we sort of broke away from going into, the area of doing parties and events to where we can't legally get together and we have to social distance ourselves. And it was my idea to say, well, I have vans, we have insurance, we have people that want to work. What can we do to help out our community as well as New York State with what we're helping, and taking care of? And it was sort of my way to, figure out to take care of a delivery service to help people with disabilities, underlying medical issues, people that are just fearful of leaving their house and also as well should not be leaving their house. So, rather than 10 people or 15 people going from a household or from another area to go out and get groceries or local things, we're sending out delivery drivers and people that are well-informed of, practice for the COVID-19 virus and everything like that, and figuring out a way that we can accommodate them in any way and means necessary. So that's whether that's going to the grocery store and getting local groceries and everything, putting together a list for them to bring to their home, or that's whether that's going to Rite Aid to pick up prescriptions or medication, or whether that's going to the local gas station and getting, one of their favorite beverages or something like that. We're just trying to help out as a community and put everything together and stay positive with what's happening now.
Once you decided to do this, once you started, making things happen on your end, say, well, I think we could do this, we could do that. But who did you turn to on the outside to say, where should I go? What should I do? How are we going to make this happen?
Right. So the first thing we did was, I thought of the idea and figured out a way of how this could work, right? So we started out with this service called Instacart, which is pretty much like a corporation that works within the United States that does local deliveries to their area, and people could sort of pick batches and pick out what they want to deliver, but there wasn't a way to get directly to the customer to have like a value service added in this. So we would be getting deliveries and we'd be dropping off to people, and then I said to myself, well, if I pick up one batch and I drive a van or I send a guy out, you can only do one delivery at a time. It seemed to me like it was a waste of, natural resources, energy, and also just time for the person that's doing it. So I said, we got to be able to do this locally and privately. If I could get a group of people together, figure out a way that they could, combine the services and reach out to everybody, separately and be able to accommodate it like that rather than working from an app or working from, something that you don't know the person. So it's been real, it's actually been really great to, work with people that are in the local communities that, I might know or that hear about it and say, wow, this is great. You went from an entertainment company to a delivery service. How did this happen? And this is pretty much how it's happening, due to what's going on and, the situation at hand. We sort of have to adapt and change and maneuver a way to, do the right thing and also try to stay alive within these times.
Are you concerned about staying profitable at this time? Is this something that you're doing, pro bono, or is this like a service, so, like people pay for the service? And if so, are you even breaking even on this?
Right. So those are all great questions, and I'm happy you're asking. So obviously we started to do this. I'm not going to see a profit or turn any profits right now. This is sort of just a test to see if it would work and if there's going to be any traction to get any, attention to figure out whether or not this is going to continue to move on as the virus keeps spreading and as things, hopefully, we want them to get, better, but obviously this is a pandemic situation, so there's no control of what's happening besides what we can do as human society here. So I'm figuring out ways. It's been now a week and a half, 2 weeks, to figure out whether we're going to turn profit or we're going to, donate it back. But right now we are charging accordingly for deliveries and for certain items. so we can go ahead and at least I don't have to pay out of pocket for these services. So right now, are we breaking even? Just about. Are we looking to make this a business and maybe, you know, help out the community and offer discounts to hospitals or, you know, people, centers, people with disabilities and things like that? Of course. But we're going to cross that bridge when we get there because this is so new and, you know, it's almost an adventure for me as well.
Have you been out in the community? Have you been out on any deliveries yet yourself, or are you just sending other folks out?
Nope. So I myself am going out. I have 2 to 3 drivers as well that are out, and then we have the ability to get up to 5 to 10 people depending on, wow, you know, how busy we get. Of course, would I love to scale this? Would I love to help out my community? Would I love to keep going? Yeah, that's the goal here.
So I was just going to say, what are you seeing when you go out there? Like, what's it like? What are people like? So, how are they doing?
Yeah, so it's definitely different. You know, I'm a 30-year-old guy in the United States of America, and I've seen it from when there were no cell phones to having this and, you know, technology coming into place and everything. And no matter what way you look at it, it's definitely different. You're going out, you're seeing people with masks, with gloves. You know, people are staying away from each other. They're not, you know, talking as much. They're not being as social interactive. You know, we're sort of, as a company, sort of going in there, getting the stuff, getting out, and, you know, obviously wearing gloves, medical-grade masks, making sure we have hand sanitizer, Lysol, everything possible to keep ourselves safe. But, yeah, when I go out there, it's definitely a different experience, and it's not as much traffic, and people are definitely nervous of what's going on, but we're all working as a community together and trying to figure out ways that, you know, we can make this happen and make it go away and, you know, get better.
Speaking about making it go away, have you allowed yourself any time? And I want to talk to you as, you know, a DJ party person. Have you given any thought to what it's going to be like when we finally get the all clear and everybody can all get together again?
100%. So my theory, and obviously I'm not a rocket scientist here, but my theory of what's happening is the world is definitely going to change. People are going to, you know, wake up a little bit and realize that, you know, things do change and things happen. And whether it's for, you know, the good of things to change and get better, or whether it's for people to wake up and realize what's happening, it's definitely not going to be the same. I own an event entertainment company, and I have events that are booked, you know, ahead of time, and people, you know, book and get a date and they set it in place. And, you know, we've had to arrange and postpone and figure out a way to accommodate all these customers that do want to have parties and events. When this is, you know, over with and we get through this as a nation, I do believe that people will want to party more than ever and, yeah, you know, release that energy that they've been built up sort of staying at home and, you know, figuring out ways to keep themselves busy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely going to be a different world. Even when this is over with, you know, people are going to be scared. They're going to, you know, be fearful of, you know, who has this, where are you from? You know, even family members, you know, maybe gatherings would be from, I do weddings with 250 to 300 people in catering halls. And my oversight is, I believe that they're going to have a certain catering hall. You can only have 50 people or 100 people. I mean, as we know it, the world is changing right in front of us, you know?
You know, honestly, I thought you were just going to say, like, hey, there's going to be a real big party when we're good to go again. But you're already thinking that this is going to leave a permanent impact on the way people choose to gather and socialize in the future, even when we get this thing all taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, I'm staying positive, and I'd love for that to just be a giant party and we all get together and go to Bethel Woods and have a giant concert for everybody in the county. But, you know, you have to be realistic and you have to look at what's happening. And I do feel that it is going to be different. Are people going to have events and people are going to party, and is the world going to go back to normal? Yes, 100%. We will be back as a nation, and we will be, you know, everything will be back to normal as best as it could, but it's definitely going to change. And that's what I mean in the sense of, you know, what I just said.
We're talking with Corey Nash Gipps. He founded this Sullivan County company in 2018. It's Prestige Productions. They've gone from being an event DJ party business right now to making deliveries, grocery and product delivery service for the Sullivan County area. Corey, the website, myprestigeparty.com, is that a good way for people to find out more information about you? Prestigeparty.com?
Yep, you can contact me from the website. It's my, like myprestigeparty.com.
Okay.
Or you can call me at 845-797-0337. I'm available up until about 9, 10 p.m. for orders. And also, we are looking as this progresses and we figure out what ways we need to, dive into the business. We are going to be looking at getting a domain page for Prestige Delivery Services and other things like that, so people could directly go to that business as well.
As with everything right now, everything's in flux and going day by day. So it's good to have contingencies and things in the work. Corey, anything else that you want folks to know before we go?
No, I just want to say peace, love, happiness, and health to everybody out there. And let's get through this, and we'll see you on the other side.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Again, that was Corey Gipps, founder of Prestige Productions. And this is WJFF. We are your community radio station. Coming up at the top of the hour, it'll be the top of the hour. It'll be on the cusp of 6 o'clock when we get into fresh air, but not before we hear the latest national headlines. So stay tuned for that. And then tonight, we've got an archive edition of Making Waves with the Kingfisher Project right up front, as usual. Selected by the Making Waves and Kingfisher crew for you. And then the rest of our regular Monday programs, except we're going to have the national conversation from All Things Considered coming back at 9. So stay tuned for that here on WJFF.